and good evening. My name is Kawahi Perez from the University of Hawaii at Manoa. Let's talk about cancer for a brief moment. Very nasty disease. It's predicted that 1 in 3 people will contract cancer, and out of that subpopulation, 1 in 4 will likely die from it. And cancer is a result of a small little DNA mutation, and after rounds and rounds of mutation, it leads to the formation of tumors. So one way that researchers are trying to combat cancer is to look at suppressing the tumors. So researchers over time have examined a whole bunch of plants that the results show that there are a lot of tumor-suppressing properties. Certain species of plumeria have been shown to have tumor-suppressing properties. However, they've only done research on 3 species of plumeria, and we suspect that there are actually more than 3 species of plumeria that exist out there. And science has taught us that not all species are created equal. So there may actually be another species of plumeria that has better tumor-suppressing properties than the 3 that have currently been surveyed. The big question is, how many species of plumeria do we have? And if I'm to propose to certain collaborators, hey, let's survey other species of plumerias, how will they know what another species of plumeria looks like? Because a lot of species tend to look morphologically similar, and there is DNA data that's lacking. So we won't be able to identify plumeria species based on DNA sequences. So this is where my research comes in. My research aims to identify plumeria species by 2 means. One is through morphology or physical traits. In other words, what physical traits exist in one species but not others. Another way my research aims to identify plumeria species is looking at DNA sequences. Which snippets of DNA are unique to one species but not others? So once I accumulate and survey all these different samples of plumeria taxa or different plumeria samples from all over the world, when I analyze that data set, I'll then begin to understand what's related to what, and when I understand what's related to what, I'll then be able to verify what's what. And in doing so, we'll be able to verify which species are what, and how many species we have in the world. And when we know that, we can continue to evaluate different plumeria species to identify any species that have more enhanced tumor-suppressing properties. Thank you.